Nikki.
Yes.
Hey, girl, thank you for your time.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me.
The first chapter is When We Make Plans. And, Nikki, your first truth is the need to be honest. What do you mean by that?
I think in today's culture, not a lot of things teach us to be honest, right? Like, we have perfected the art of taking selfies with the right filter and angling the camera at just the right direction to make sure we get that perfect moment to post to everybody. And comparison is this battle that I think a lot of women especially are blinded to. Like, we don't even see that it's happening because we've learned to look at our lives through this lens that doesn't even actually exist. So in order for us to have victory in any type of God struggle that we have, it's kind of like one of those 12-step programs. Like, we have to admit that this is a struggle to begin with.
Nikki, I mean, Proverbs 31 is a classic example of an honest and transparent organization. And yet here we go in feed, and I'm like, my hair never looks like that. And I don't know how to arrange flowers, my kids, my shoes, my...
The biggest, like, duh kind of thing is social media. That does it to us, right? Because all social media is the highlights of everybody's life. It's the perfected moment. So you like what you mentioned about looking at this beautiful arrangement of flowers, and then, like, I'm looking at an arrangement of flowers on my desk from Valentine's Day that are, like, dead. I would never post a picture of that, right? So I think we have to be realistic in what we're looking at, what we're feeding our lives, but also always remember that there's an other side to the story of things that we're looking at that look like it's all together, it's wonderful. There's often a story that's never going to be told because we love to shout about our victories, but we seldom speak of our secret sorrows.
Nikki, I love how you've got at the end of these chapters in your new book, Why Her? Six Truths We Need to Hear When Measuring Up Leaves Us Falling Behind. I love that you end the chapters with these little questions about the things that we wrestle with, like who is someone that you compared yourself to as a child, what that looks like through our big girl lens.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you compare yourself to as a child?
One of the first experiences I had with comparison was, do you guys remember those black and white saddle shoes?
No, I don't remember those, Nikki.
I absolutely do.
Okay. Those were such the thing when I was a little girl, and I wanted a pair of those shoes so bad I could not stand it. But my family did not have a lot of money when I was growing up, and so there were no saddle shoes for me to buy. But then one day, my best friend showed up with a pair of saddle shoes on her feet, and I can clearly remember thinking, oh my word, what do I have to do to get some saddle shoes?
Girl, you should have just come on over to the Catholic side of the fence. They were required in our school. So did you ever get them?
Yes, my mom actually found a pair of shoes for me to borrow for that night for the game, but they weren't mine, but I was still so excited that I could have some saddle shoes, even though they were a little small, a little scuffed up, I still was able to be part of it.
Nikki Cozier is joining us this morning. She's with Proverbs 31 Ministry. Why Her is her new book, Six Truths We Need to Hear. And Nikki, let's talk about truth number two today. Seeing reality like it is. Explain yourself, lady.
So I think we often find ourselves in positions where we are writing stories that are actually not even happening. And, you know, in the book, I take readers through the story of Rachel and Leah, two sisters from the Bible. And unfortunately, they have what I consider one of the greatest struggles of comparison that ever was written about, especially in the Bible. We see Rachel and Leah kind of tossing some words at each other that are not the nicest words because they were in the midst of this baby battle. They were comparing themselves with who had more babies, and that's how their identity was being built up. Sometimes I think a woman will throw out a season of comparison in her life like something that is supposed to be a blessing from God, and it becomes a burden for somebody else. And it's not always intentional. And so this is what we see Rachel and Leah doing throughout this story, is they're turning their blessings into a burden for someone else. And that is not seeing things like they really are. It's not how God designed his blessings to be in our lives.
That's really between what the Lord wants to do with them. It has nothing to do with us.
Right.
So
right.
I love that question. What's an example of comparison and how it can create the disillusionment of winning? And moms do that, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
So do dads. That's a little secret I'm letting you ladies in on.
Mm-hmm. When your kids are in sports and things like that, you can tend to find yourself in some comparison situations that you would rather not be in sometimes.
Another truth, truth three from your book, Why Her? I adore you for writing this. Thank you, friend, for the gentle reminder that you don't always have to be okay.
You guys know that phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that.
It's a theory anyway.
Yeah, I don't really love that phrase because the reality is what doesn't kill you still hurts.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, comparison is one of these battles that sometimes we find ourselves in, whether we invited it in or not. And I think a lot of times the hurt and the pain that comes from comparison, especially when there's a rejection or some type of failure that we've experienced from that, people just kind of say like, oh, just put your big girl panties on and keep going. Like, you know, this is just going to make you stronger. And I think it's okay to get to this place where sometimes you're able to say, you know what, I am just not okay right now, and give yourself permission to hurt. But
amen.
I will say it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to never be okay, because that's not, you know, how God wants us to live our lives. And so we have to get honest about this struggle, but then we also have to shift it eventually too.
So Nikki, how do we balance that?
Seeking counsel, whether it's going to see a counselor, a pastor, a trusted friend, not a friend who's going to tell you what you want to hear, someone who's going to tell you what you need to hear in order to be able to move past the disappointment that has come from whatever comparison situation you found yourself in.
Don't you think it's kind of important that we sort of narrow in on those things which can rock us out of our happy place?
Yes,
so that it
absolutely.
Just doesn't matter. Who cares if she's taller, blonder, skinnier, has a better wardrobe? Like, none of those things were on Christ's radar screen at all.
I asked this question, how's your soul? Okay. So I'm not a fan of that question, how are you? Because I don't think that will ever really answer that question. But the question of how's your soul is super powerful, because the reality is you and I put things in our soul every day that makes us unwell. And so I really challenge readers to call out those things that are making yourself unwell. And I give you permission to, you know, denoise your life, like turn the social media off, turn the notifications off, make your soul well. This is a bigger struggle than it's ever been, because it's in our face all day long.
Nikki Cozier is joining us this morning. She is with Proverbs 31 Ministries. Her new book is called Why Her, talking about some of the truths we need to hear when we compare ourselves. And Nikki, your fourth truth is, I love this, you didn't do anything wrong. And I love this because I used to tell my mom that. I didn't do anything wrong, Mom. She didn't really buy it, though. I assume that's not what you're referring to, right?
No, unfortunately, it's not. This truth is actually my favorite. If I'm going to have a favorite, it's it. Because a lot of times when we're in a season of comparison, whether we've been the ones invited in or we brought it on ourselves, there tends to be kind of this it's not fair mentality, right? Like, it's not fair that she got that opportunity, or it's not fair that this didn't happen and I worked so hard. And we want an explanation for why things are the way they are. Like, this whole God is sovereign, we just got to trust him thing, a lot of times that's not what our soul needs. Like, we need God to say, you know, this is what happened, this is what went wrong. Comparison would love for us to say, okay, here's the reason why she's prettier than you, she's smarter than you, she's better than you, she worked harder than you. But most of the time, I have found when we've been compared to somebody else and we're not measuring up, we actually did not do anything wrong. It just is what it is. And we just have the hardest time, though, accepting that response to things.
You say being offended is not a condition inflicted on us. It's a stance we choose.
Yes, absolutely. So I think, you know, it is a choice when we decide that somebody is going to offend us, okay? Being offended, like, if we continue to have this stance in our lives, we are going to be miserable. Like, there's no joy in being offended, about everything. It's not a happy place. And, you know, Jesus was somebody who was offended all the time. And he never took that stance, like, how dare you offend me? He always took the humble route.
He made a distinction between someone offending him and someone offending his heavenly Father, the one who sent him. We're speaking with Nikki Koziarz from Proverbs 31 Ministries, and her new book is called Why Her. It's a book on comparison, and I love the truth bomb that you drop for us, that her gain is not your loss. What's a simple way that we can just sort of refocus our thoughts, Nikki? Her gain isn't your loss.
The thing that we have to remember is that God doesn't put a limit on how many people are allowed to do important things to his purpose. So just because she's doing something that looks important to you doesn't mean that that's your loss. Like, I think one of the things that I've noticed about women as I've been sharing this message is that we, because of social media, like, we've believed that if it doesn't go viral or if it doesn't get shared a million times, that what we're doing is not significant, and it's created this lie inside of our heads. But see, when we start to look through things through the lens of how God views us, when she wins, we win. When she loses, we lose. And it's the same. When we lose, she loses. When we win, she wins. And so we can kind of shift from asking why her to shifting to this place of, Lord, bless her.
Yes,
because when
yes.
You bless her,
yes.
We all win.
Girl, tell us about the bless her prayer.
I really believe when we start to pray for somebody's success, breakthrough is coming in our own lives as well. So I share this very simple prayer. Lord, today I'm praying for whatever her name is, whoever your why her is, that you're grateful for her and that, you know, you're just really thanking God for what he's doing in and through her. And then we ask God to bless her gifts, bless her talent in a really special way so that in Jesus' name we all win.
Nikki Koziarz is joining us. She is with Proverbs 31 Ministries. Her new book is called Why Her. Nikki, your last truth, and we kind of alluded to this yesterday, let the success of others encourage and not discourage you. That sounds something downright biblical and Holy Spirit inspired.
Imagine that from Proverbs 31.
Proverbs 31, go figure. But, you know, as I looked at these six truths, it struck me as a guy, that might be the hardest of all to internalize and to walk out. Am I right?
Oh, definitely. Because the thing that we have to know, though, is that through this struggle, like, this is the place where some comparison is not bad, okay? Because when we look at what they are doing that is successful, there's actually something we can learn from it. So I talk about the need, though, to be able to look at her success from a posture of, wow, she just got there overnight. Instead of looking at her success and, like, it numbing me, like, going, I could never do anything like that. Instead of looking at it that way, like, I can look at her and say, what can I learn from her? How can her success encourage me, not discourage me?
We're stronger together.
That's right. That's right.
What if I find myself in the role someone is comparing themselves to me?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, being willing to be vulnerable to show the places of your own weakness with them in a one-on-one setting is a huge way to combat that comparison. Like, to say, hey, look, these are my struggles, you know, and then also sharing, like, hey, here's how I got here. Here's all the hard work that I did along the way, just to make sure that they have the right perspective.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this has just been an absolute treat. We're so thankful for your time, for your new book, Why Her, and we just cannot wait to see what God is going to do. Thank you so much for writing this book for such a time as this, girl. God bless you.
Thank you guys so much. God bless you.